Thanks for that, Michael. Now, no sign of Rory McIlroy at that golf event. I'm joined by, in studio by Ross McDermott of Optimum Sports Management to discuss the young Mr. McIlroy and his career prospects. And particularly, there's been a lot of talk about an impending mega deal with Nike. Is there some criticism of his non-appearance that he's being led around by sponsors' noses or he's not showing up where he should do?
Good evening, Hugh. That seems to be what he's attracted attention for this week. The reality is it's all good news commercially for him. He's reached the mega level of Nike stable athletes. But
I know they keep it a secret, but how much money are
we talking
about? We're
into the realm of speculation, but you know,
that's 250.
You could safely take it that if he takes the whole package, in other words, golf clubs, apparel, you're in the region of $250 billion for 10 years. So you're talking about $25 million per annum.
It's an awful lot of money. Do you have to sell your soul for that?
Well, if you listen to some people who've gone through that kind of arrangement before, giving up your clubs for golfers is a very sensitive thing. So Sir Nick Fowler would have had a view on that, that based on his experience, he'd say, do that with trepidation. Rory's stablemate, Graham McDool, switched to Strixon when he had his boom year in 2010. You know, he hasn't won since. So, you know, if you're looking for that kind of superstition, you'd say it's easier said than done. Is a peer.
And forgive my ignorance, my non-golfing ignorance. You can't fake it, can you? You can't just stick the Nike logo on your favourite golf club and wear the hat, no?
No. I mean, we all have little superstitions and feel, and you can't underestimate a club as a club as a club to a point. But if you've had success with a certain brand, some of it can be psychological. So it's not that easy. And that's what Sir Nick Faldo is preaching, is that the manufacturers say they can do all that, but it doesn't necessarily happen. And you may not be the same person because you feel there's something different.
Is there a kind of a thing in that, that in a way, I remember at one of the World Cups, I can't remember which one, there was a suggestion that the Brazil team weren't playing for Brazil, they were playing for Nike. And does that maybe change the psychology of a sportsman when they go out to compete?
Well, I think you can see from how people are perceiving the Premier League in contrast to the Olympics, for example. Money is money. And once athletes are perceived to be playing not for this esoteric notion that it's the love of sport and for money, then that creeps into it. And in golf, it's no different to anything else. You know, Nike owned Brazil, inverted commas. At one stage, they were their major sponsor. Rory McIlroy is in that league now. And golf is in a space now where you have sponsors that do the official events, and you also have people who want to do other events outside that. And they will pay appearance money, sponsorship, other things. And that's where Rory got caught up. In Shinsa Lakes this week, having a one-on-one with Tiger Woods, which they both got paid, I think, $1 million each to be there. It's 24 hours, maybe.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
Well, that's where they're at now. The downside to that, he's in trouble with HSBC, which is a major sponsor in the sport, at a World Golf Championship event in China this week at Mission Hills, and he's not there.
But you're bound to have these kinds of conflicts if these vast sums of money and commercial expectations attached to those vast sums of money are involved, aren't they? You can't be a servant of two masters.
Absolutely. It's not a new argument. There is a battle there has been in the sport for appearance money. In other words, golfers show up at an event and there's a guaranteed fee as opposed to having to win it through prize money. The European Tour have a more benign approach to that. In Asia, it's a very strong dynamic. The PGA in the US absolutely look down on and make it not quite illegal, but don't go on appearance money. But what they do is they have huge prize fund pots, much higher than the European Tour. And that's why European Tour players have always gone to the States, because there's more money to be made, per se, no matter where you finish. But that battle is coming to the fore now when, I don't know why Rory's attracted particular criticism, because Tiger Woods and others have been in that space for a long, long time.
Is it because he's the biggest star around?
Well, Rory's unconventional in everything he's done so far. People always said that, you know, you shouldn't change management company. You know, his personal life is under scrutiny. He's moving to the States. Why is he moving to the States? You know, I think he's in that space of megastardom where you just attract criticism by default. But he's now in Super League status in terms of world sports people. And I think that comes with the territory. I'm not sure it's all justified, but there's been some particular virulent stuff in the last few days, which is hard to understand.
The other thing is Nike need Rory more than Rory needs Nike maybe right now, because Nike have their problems with their big contracts.
Absolutely. I mean, Phil Knight, who's the CEO or chairman of Nike, they would look at that and say, you know, we're looking for somebody clean, tidy, marketable. They did back end.